back to the Bird's Nest at the Potosi Sports Complex. MAAA Conference Softball Tournament for the spring season in the books. The final is 11-6 in favor of West County. Joined now by the head coach of the Bismarck softball team, Coach Josh Haggerty. Coach, it didn't start the way the way you wanted to. The middle, not so much. The bookend, it seemed like things were going well. How did you see it from the dugout?
Pretty much the same thing. Kind of game plan was go in and jump on them as early as we possibly could. And, that was fine. We did that just fine. Came out 2 runs in the first inning, hitting well, hitting contagious. It kind of went down the line. I think we batted the first 7 or 8 batters that first inning, and everything looking great. Even second inning, third inning, kind of holding them. Sago doing her job. Defense actually doing their job. And then that dreaded middle of the game comes in, and it kind of all went down from there.
Was there anything specifically that Ricky Lynn was doing in the circle differently, or was it just a matter of her settling in, or what do you think it was?
I think she settled in well. She started finding her spots. We know she was shooting for that outside corner. But even knowing that, we went up and was kind of, for some reason, taking some pitches, taking the first strike, second strike, and it seemed like my girls were hitting in late, deep in the count an awful lot tonight or today. I'm not sure exactly why, but first inning we went up aggressive, middle of the game, she settled in, and we kind of started settling in and maybe thinking that we was going to be fine with our 2 runs, which obviously isn't the case, but it is what it is.
And definitely the approach that you had going into the game kind of altered the strike zone a little bit chubby, I called it, throughout the game. So really your approach at the plate had to adjust.
It did, absolutely. And, we saw that, and we kind of knew that going in, that it was going to be a fairly wide strike zone, especially on the outside part, which she was hitting, and we knew exactly what she was going for. The girls knew going in the first strike was probably going to be a fastball right on the outside part of the plate. Some girls made the adjustment, some maybe looking for something better, and we just didn't get the job done there.
You get down by 9 late in the contest, but you don't let that ten run margin come into effect. Not only do you not let it come into effect, you started a 2-out rally in the 7th, and it seemed like things were going to start to string together. I mean, Fitzwater crushed that ball dead straightaway center. And did you start to see the spirit of the team just start to spill over?
Yeah, absolutely. We come in after that big long bottom of the 6th inning, just kind of down, and then they just decided 11-2. That's just not indicative of our caliber of play. We didn't want to go down as 11-2. We knew we'd better than that. So I think the girls just kind of picked up and said, we're just not going to quit. We're going to play until they get us out, and then when it's over, it's over.
I guess if you're going to take away a silver lining from falling in this contest, it doesn't end your season.
Correct.
District's coming up just around the corner. How do you feel about District 6 now?
District 6, I told the girls in the locker room, chances are we're going to see kind of a repeat performance of this week. It's just going to be kind of a mirror image of, looking at that first round. Who knows exactly how it's going to happen, but I'm sure it'll be something like a Valley Catholic-type school, and we're going to do that. And then, we get past that team, hopefully, and then the repeat performance of tonight.
I won't ask what it is. I'll just ask if there's still a trick up the sleeve at this point in the season.
Well, we're looking for them. We're looking for the tricks. There's still a few, and we're fine-tuning those tricks, put it that way.
Might have that fifth ace in the sleeve when the time comes.
I'm hoping so.
Once again, the head coach of the Bismarck softball team, Coach Josh Haggerty. They finish as runners-up in the MAAA Conference Tournament. Coach, we appreciate you coming up and joining us on the post game, and we'll be right there for districts.
Thank you.